Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Gunner, and welcome to the Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand channel here on the Odyssey app. Thank you so much for checking us out. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Camel Country 107.9 here in Phoenix, Arizona. We'd also love for you to check us out on our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Gunner and Cheyenne. Enjoy Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand right here on the Odyssey app. Gunner and Cheyenne. Well, here we go. Welcome to Monday, April 15th, 2024. It's Gunner and Cheyenne. Any of us dealing with thunder lung this morning or what?
Me, as soon as you hit the on button on those mics, I could just feel it in my chest and I needed to cough. And all I had to do, I just had to take a big breath and say, don't do it. Just hold on to it.
Country Thunder 2024 was over the weekend out in Florence. A little breezy, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It was windy yesterday,
but if it wasn't for the wind, I mean, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good with the sunshine. You know, right around 90 the entire weekend.
I thought
good.
If you remove the wind, I thought overall the weather temperature was like perfect.
Yeah.
Like nothing to be mad about.
It was great meeting a lot of you out there. If you're up bright and early with us after a busy, exhausting weekend, welcome to the party. You know,
we're gonna call this the after party.
it pretty much is. Yeah. You know. But we're going to chat about our favorite memories. If you got a story for us, we'd love to hear. You can text us at 22108 or phone number 602-894-KMLE. But we're going to kind of live in the afterglow of what was Country Thunder 2024 this morning. And even into tomorrow, there's a lot of interviews that we did up there at the Gila River Resorts and Casinos Country Club that you may or may not have been able to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hear from Lainey Wilson this morning. We had a conversation with her on Thursday. Great conversation with her. We'll hear from Jelly Roll this morning.
He is just, God, he's such a dude. Like, I adore him. I really do.
He was a fun one. That was one that I think a lot of people wanted to be a part of.
Yeah.
Out there at the Gila Country Club deck where we did our broadcast and interviews and stuff. But because of timing and security and everything else, they had us do it backstage. So I think literally nobody, zero people heard that interview. So
yeah.
This is all new to, we haven't even heard it play back yet.
I don't know. I don't know what it sounds like, to be honest.
And I only remember about half of it because it was like 9:15 at night, you know, on Saturday.
So late.
Day three of Country Thunder, man. That was already exhausting. But yeah, we'll hear from Jelly Roll, Warren Ziders today as well. And again, sharing your stories of something happened out in the campground. What was your favorite part of the weekend? Whatever story you've got, we'd love to hear it. You can text us at 22108. And don't forget, it might be worth mentioning, today is tax day. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the deadline to file your taxes is today. So don't forget about that. Or file that extension, whatever. You do you.
Gunner and Cheyenne, this is Camel Country 107.9.
Well, back there off of some of those back roads out in Florence was Country Thunder. We spent the entire weekend out there. Cheyenne's got more thunder lung going on than I am.
Yeah, I got it bad. I don't know what happened, but...
Well, you also weren't wearing the bandana around your face at all.
Yeah, but we were following. Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
We were on the campgrounds, and day one, I wasn't wearing it. Day two, I decided to throw a bandana on, and...
just didn't look cute. did not look so, cute. It did not match my outfits.
Screw your health. Yeah. It's all about looking cute and go with the outfits.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, welcome to my life.
Well, it's wild, though. You were in the hospital for your lungs a number of months back.
I definitely did not make the best choices, but hey.
But hey, you look cute,
Once you
Cheyenne.
Have valley fever, you can't get it again. So,
is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country.
107.9.
We got Lainey Wilson today, Cheyenne. We chat with her over the weekend at Country Thunder. You mentioned that you have Thunder Lung right now, or, you know, the sounds of Thunder Lung.
Yeah.
Because you wanted, you didn't want to wear a bandana. Didn't match your outfit.
No.
It was all about fashion for you over the weekend.
Absolutely.
And you and Lainey kind of had a little bit of conversation over her fashion and, you know, her, you know, that whole thing. But here's the conversation. About fashion with Lainey Wilson.
You're bringing the bell bottoms back, and I've seen a lot of bell bottoms around here. And when I saw Cheyenne, she walked in with her outfit this morning. I'm like, how awkward!
I love these.
How awkward would it be if Lainey walked up here with the exact same and the same outfit? Like
my stunt double. My stunt double.
Has that ever happened where you've showed up at an after party, an award show, or whatever, and somebody's wearing like almost the same outfit, same dress, same, you know, whatever?
You know what? Now that I don't think that has ever happened because a lot of my clothes, I don't think anybody else would wear.
I don't know if anybody else could pull off the clothes that you pull off. Like, I look at all your outfits. I kid you not.
Well,
I will get ready for like an 8-man jam, and I'll like see an outfit that you wear on the red carpet. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna wear that. And then I go to the store and I put it. I'm like,
oh, whatever, girl. No. It's whatever makes you feel good.
It doesn't make me feel good.
So if it happened, are you embracing the moment, having fun with it? Are you leaving? Or what?
I don't know. We're going to embrace it.
Yeah,
we're probably going to do a TikTok together.
Okay.
Hashtag like twinning.
Yeah.
You know, great minds think alike.
Yeah.
I'm here
like
for that.
But I feel like the outfit that you were wearing, it was bell bottoms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a t-shirt.
Yeah, it was a t-shirt that said Fender on it.
Yeah. I feel like that would be an outfit you would wear, though.
Yeah. I definitely think it's up her alley for sure.
But she was wearing more of a jean. Bell bottom, jean.
Yeah, it
vest.
Was a jean denim outfit that she that like was painted with a paint over top. They felt like leather though, because she had me feel them. She goes, "Feel these, don't they feel like leather?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Actually,
there,
yeah, it does."
The photos you can get them up on our Instagram at Gunner and Cheyenne. We also tried to get some information out of her about a new album because she set the bar pretty darn high with Bell Bottom Country.
That
right?
She did.
Here's what Lainey told us:
"You just released Country's Cool Again. That's the first single off the next album."
Yeah, so basically I am working on some stuff right now.
Yeah.
All the songs I write, I mean, they're my babies. But at the end of the day, I do feel like this next batch of stuff, it's if Bell Bottom Country did it,
yeah.
I can't wait to see what this does.
Well, that's exciting. Can we expect any collaborations on it?
Maybe.
Ooh.
We're still figuring that part out, too.
Okay, I'm here for that.
Is that the title track?
No, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
That's
a here.
Well, you thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was
honestly. He thought he was going to nail that. He was like, oh, this is
He's
a
like, I know, slam dunk.
Like, CMT's covering this one. Here we go.
Wrong.
So Country's Cool Again is not the title track to the album.
No, but her confidence in this album is 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You can actually see a clip of this video on our Instagram, Camel1079.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Lainey Wilson, she was out of Country Thunder last Thursday. She, came up to our broadcast area at the Gila River Resorts Casinos Country Club. We had a conversation with her. We played some audio earlier. Poking and prodding at a new album, hoping she would drop a nugget. And because I mentioned CMT in that interview, I was like, we want to get covered on the national news. Drop us something here, Lainey.
Typical Gunner, always trying to get national coverage.
Always trying, Cheyenne. She didn't really drop much.
No.
You know, she is working on a new album, though. But we did ask her about her boyfriend, which we haven't heard much about her boyfriend. We know that his name is Duck. His nickname is Duck,
yes,
right?
His nickname is Duck.
He used to play football, college football. Did he play semi-pro?
He played in the pros.
He played in the NFL.
Yeah, okay. It was, I want to say, I'm going to get this wrong, the Saints or the Steelers or something like that.
Okay. Well, those are two NFL teams, so you're good there.
It's one. I think I feel like it might be one of those two.
Okay.
But he did play in the pros.
But she has been dating him, and I mentioned here in this audio that she debuted him about a year ago at the ACMs, and ask a little more information about the boyfriend. Here's what she told us.
So last year's ACMs, the article said you debuted your boyfriend.
Yep. I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
So, how are things going? I mean, can we ask about that?
Things are going good. His name is Duck.
Yes, I love that.
Of course, I'd be dating a duck. I'm like, I mean, I was already redneck, and then so it only makes sense. He's a great person, and he's just my biggest cheerleader.
He is. I saw him, like, you were on the red carpet at the CMT Awards.
Yeah.
And I saw a video of him, like, off to the side, and he was just like,
like, getting it.
And I was like, man, that's what I want. Like, if you don't hype me up like Duck,
that's right.
Laney,
that's right.
We ain't doing it.
No, he's my hype guy. He's
love that.
I can't wait for y'all to meet him. He's great.
Is he here?
He's not here.
Ah.
Somebody got to work at home. You know what I'm saying?
So now it was last year you debuted him. How long have you guys been together?
Like, we've been together over 3 years.
Over 3 years.
I kept him a secret for a long time.
You did.
I was like, I felt like I needed to keep something for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he's put up with me for 3 years. Let's say it like that.
I mean, we are our own worst critics. So I'm sure she feels like she has a ton of flaws.
And, you know, I mean, if you're dating someone like Lainey Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a red flag that pops up. You kind of overlook that, don't you? I mean, there's some red flags that you'll overlook.
Like, I couldn't tell you. I'd never been in the situation.
I have no idea. If you're dating a celebrity like Lainey Wilson, or, you know, back when Mike Fisher was dating Carrie Underwood, you see a little red flag. I'm sure you overlook it.
Yeah. I can deal with that.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Gunner and Cheyenne, this is Camel Country 107.9.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, with Country Thunder kind of in the rearview mirror now, what's the next big thing to look forward to? That guy right there, Luke Combs. State Farm Stadium. He's coming at the end of May.
I am super stoked for this concert, too. We have a lot of great things lined up for the rest of the year.
Two nights, Friday and Saturday, up there at State Farm Stadium. Jordan Davis will be on one of the nights.
Yeah.
And he's got two different lineups on both nights. So.
Which is really cool. Like, it you get cool a different show, which is really cool.
We'll have tickets to give away to that coming up very soon. 8 o'clock, we've got tickets to Boots at the Park. That is coming up in September. So we'll give you those tickets coming up at 8 with Pick Your Battle. Country Thunder, what was your favorite moment?
I think my favorite moment was being able to talk to Priscilla Block again. I feel like her and I vibe on a really similar level.
Yeah.
And being able to just like chat her up and see her perform again in a full band nonetheless, because the last time we saw her, it was Eight Man Jam. It was the first time that she'd ever played in Arizona. And it was very broken down. And to see her full band and to be able to talk to her and just see it live, it was pretty cool.
That was her Amy and Jam first performance, as you mentioned, in Arizona, and then Country Thunder, the first full band performance.
Yeah, in Arizona, it was an epic moment in her career for her, and I think it was pretty cool to be there for that.
And she came up to our interview platform. We'll play some of that audio coming up a little bit later. And then after her performance, after her interview, she was hanging out backstage, just chatting with people.
Yeah,
they had this little backstage VIP area, which I don't know who gets access to that, but she was back there talking to people. Which
yeah,
is cool.
She's a very, she is a for the people type of artist because she knows she wouldn't be there without the people.
Definitely a lot of highlights over the weekend. My favorite part thus far, no, that's not the right word for that thus far. My favorite part this morning, let's say my favorite part this morning is looking at all the Country Thunder Facebook group pages. And just catch it up, because I didn't really have time to really scroll over the weekend.
Yeah.
But catch it up this morning on all the photos of the random people passing out on strangers' beds, under RVs, in their camping chairs, under their trucks.
100%. They're amazing.
But yeah, go find some of those Country Thunder groups from the Country Thunder Arizona groups and check out all the photos of just the... It was hot. People were... getting their liquids and their hydration from alcohol, which is not the way to do it. You got to mix some water in there. But some people got after it pretty hard, just kind of passed out in random places in the campground.
Those people forgot their water. They forgot about the water. Did,
that's my favorite part this morning.
That makes sense.
But there's a lot of highlights from over the weekend. If you got a highlight for us, you can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, while we all were at Country Thunder over the weekend, Chris Stapleton was out in New York. He had an appearance on Saturday Night Live, Cheyenne.
Oh, that's cool. Is this his first one?
I think he's been on there before.
Oh, okay.
Right? He performed White Horse. He performed Mountains of My Mind. But a lot of people are saying the best surprise was seeing him join Ryan Gosling for a funny country-themed skit. It's called Get That Boy Back. And there's three girls singing in a country bar about how they're getting revenge on their exes.
Okay.
And Chris plays the ex-boyfriend.
He's playing with Saturday my heart, night. Baby. He's no good. So I took my lipstick, wrote my name on his hood.
Mess with me, I'ma mess you up. So I took my keys to a Chevy pickup. My man left and he didn't treat me kind. Y'all can mess with his truck, I'll destroy his mind. Break into his house, keep replacing his shoes with the same set of shoes, but a half a size bigger. So it's got the boy thinking,
are these different or am I shrinking?
Wait, you did what now?
All right, it was definitely a lot longer than that. And Chris Stapleton, you gotta watch the actual video. Go watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, because he's such a serious kind of guy. Like it's without seeing it, because I have not seen the video. So without seeing it, it feels weird.
But it was awesome.
I bet it was.
Like when in the song there talks about replacing shoes with a shoe. With shoes half a size bigger.
It's so petty that I love it.
There's a little clip of him in these giant shoes just scooting across the floor. It's so
as
good.
As soon as you cut these mics off, I gotta go watch it because that's amazing.
And I really think that Chris Stapleton outshined Ryan Gosling in the in his performance in this
Chris Stapleton outshines everybody. That's why he wins everything.
That's a true point. That's a very true point there, Cheyenne.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, we hope you had a great weekend. The city of Florence had a population boost of around, 25,000 people over the weekend.
That's a lot. That's a huge influx.
A lot of people left yesterday. The rest of them all clear out today. And Florence will be back down to little old Florence.
Hey, it's a beautiful little town.
Yeah, I do.
I love like the main street of Florence because it has like the older like stores.
That's great where they do Road to Thunder.
Yes, yeah exactly.
Jelly Roll performed out of Country Thunder on Saturday night, and he had landed at the Mesa Airport about an hour and a half before his performance.
Yes.
And the Pinal County Sheriff, Sheriff Lamb, he provided a escort from the Mesa Airport. Word is they got from Mesa Gateway to the Country Thunder Festival in about 35 minutes.
Which, so, watching them pull into the grounds, that makes sense.
It was. He had a whole, it looked like a presidential entourage. It was wild.
I'm going to say something knowing that I know a good chunk of deputies listen to the show. I've never been more attracted to deputies in my life than watching them pull in so freaking hot. in like the like they were skirting around corners, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
it's like a movie.
And Jelly got escorted to his dressing room. He stayed a couple of minutes in there, and then he joined us backstage for the interview that we've been doing with the artist throughout the weekend. Yes. You know, so we chat with him backstage a little bit, and when he walked up to us. This dude is such a personable guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he didn't have to talk to us, but he was willing to talk to us.
Which is so, it's so nice.
And that's just the connection that he has with his fans, mm-hmm. too. It's just being so personable and stuff like that. And I'll play some audio here. Then I want to get to some of the comments from his performance because people just were inspired by his performance at Country Thunder Saturday. But here's Jelly Roll talking about his teeth, because that was the first thing that we really noticed was his new mouth.
And he smiles so much wider now. Like, he just, it's ear to ear.
And his canine's got, like, diamonds on him and stuff. It's great. Here's Jelly.
Jelly Roll, the teeth looking good.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, look at that.
I go to the dentist every 20 years. I just went. I'll go again in another two decades.
Is that like a wrench that they were doing? The videos that your wife was posting on social media, I feel like you're
I don't know. I don't watch them back. Toothwork freaks me out. That's why I get under heavy anesthesia.
Yeah.
I don't remember like 3 weeks of my whole life of March.
I got mine coming, you know, so it's still working.
You look great, though.
He's having full reconstructive surgery in
sometimes
June.
Sometimes you got to do it, man. Yeah. You're going to be happy you did it when it's over.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
So that was one thing I have in common with Jelly Roll is the we're getting, you know, my mouth is being reconstructed here in a couple of months. But also the tattoo. I got a wrist tattoo and it was a Vegas thing, you know, $5 Vegas tattoo, which you'll hear here in just a moment. But he had mentioned in an interview that you got to research your tattoo. So I was kind of curious, like his thoughts on my $5 Vegas tattoo, because I did zero research.
Yes,
whatsoever.
Yes, you did.
All right, here we go.
Reading the interview in GQ, you're talking about regretting a lot of your tattoos.
Oh, yes.
Research your tattoos before you do them.
Yeah.
This is a $5 one from Vegas.
You did it. Look at that one,
too. Look at that.
Y'all are twinsies.
We're white trash twins now. You've been initiated into I Make Bad Decisions Club.
I know, man.
Should he regret that one?
No,
I think he needs some shadowing. Yeah.
Did you win?
I don't remember, honestly. I mean, this is one of those nights.
Oh, good. Yeah, whatever. Okay. It's all worth it. It's all a good, at least a cool memory. Like, I got the quokka. I don't regret the quokka. You know what I mean? And that was a drunk night in Miami. Me and like 13 people got the quokka, and I don't remember most of them.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, I have zero tattoos I got when I was drunk. So mine have all been sober. And I threw up on two of them. So there you go.
Good. We got to say,
maybe you should drink next time.
So a couple of things in common with Jelly Roll there with the teeth and the tattoos.
I still don't know what a quokka is. So.
It's a bird, isn't it? Isn't that what he was showing us on his arm? Was a bird?
I saw it. I looked at it. I honestly couldn't tell what it was from. What it was. I have no idea.
We'll have more audio from Jelly Roll coming up a little bit later on this morning, but some of the comments on his performance, absolutely the very best I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I went to a soul revival.
Yeah.
Best performance I've witnessed the 7 years I've been coming to Country Thunder.
Love that.
I totally agree. That was one of his best shows of all time. Even Lainey Wilson was amazing. He was purely amazing. Best headliner in a while. It helps that the guy treats us like we are the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
He was so humble to be headlining.
I will say, like, leading up to Jelly Roll's performance, we saw a lot of comments and messages about people wanting us to let him know how he saved them. And we want you guys to know that we relayed all of those messages to him.
Yeah.
He is very much aware, and he knows that you guys wanted him to know.
You can check out all the video and photos from Country Thunder over the weekend, and specifically the Jelly Roll photos. They're all up on the Instagram for Camel. Camel1079. Go check it out there.
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 1079.
Oh, you felt that soul revival on Saturday when Jelly Roll was on stage at Country Thunder.
Absolutely.
Not only the soul revival, but the bass, just kind of deep down within.
Those are my favorite. If you don't got a deep bass, but you've got like really heavy hitting songs, I get so irritated. I need the bass. I need to feel it in my soul.
Yeah, they had that on Saturday.
Yeah.
Text of the 480, Jelly Roll and his whole team are awesome. Sunday morning about 8:45, Jelly Roll's semi-truck rolled down our little dirt road in Santan Valley. He stopped and let us take pictures with the truck. We were out doing work on our property when we saw him drive, slowing down the road. So cool, and have some great picks.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you. What an opportunity.
We mentioned Jelly Roll. Teased this a few minutes ago. He's being sued by a wedding band in Philadelphia. The name of the wedding band?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Of course.
They've been around since 1980, but once Jelly Roll became a massive country star, it's been messing with their brand, I guess. So the band used to be pretty easy to Google, but nowadays you search for Jelly Roll and get about 18 to 20 references for Jelly Roll, the singer, before their band site even comes up. They say it's causing irreparable harm to the band. And they've reached out to Jelly Roll's people several times, but they're just being ignored. But, I mean, what do you want his people to do?
Yeah. I mean, he's been Jelly Roll for a long time. It's not like he just came around and hit the scene hard.
Yeah.
He's been around. I mean, I get it. I understand. And I don't want to, like, stomp on the little guy because that sucks. And they have, you know, bills to pay, too. But, again, what are you going to do?
But I feel like the man that Jelly is... He'd try to make it right.
Oh, he'll do something. Yeah. Once he catches one, he'll do something.
What happened with the Lady A thing in Seattle? Didn't they come to a settlement or something like that?
They did, and then they didn't, and then I don't really know where it ended up falling.
Because Lady Antebellum, they went to Lady A, and then there was a gal whose name was Lady A in Seattle who also had a singing career, not nearly as big as, Lady Antebellum or Lady A. But yeah, they came to a little bit of a settlement there. I'm sure this wedding band, I mean, like, they've been around since 1980. They could prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Will a judge, I don't even know if it'll go that far.
Yeah, I really don't see Jelly allowing it to go that far, so.
Jelly will meet the band, maybe write a check. I don't know.
I mean, I would assume so.
Yeah, because, I mean, if it goes to court, the judge is going to rule in the wedding band's favor because they were there first, right?
I don't know. You always ask me these questions like I'm a judge. I don't know.
You may surprise me one day. I don't know with your answer. Who knows?
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
What does a pampered cow give?
What does a pampered cow give?
Spoiled milk.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the
spoiled
hour.
Milk.
Oh, that's Cheyenne. Funny.
All right, Cheyenne's dad jokes every weekday morning at about 7:50 here on Camel Country.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country.
107.9.
Well, after a weekend out in Florence, kind of getting a little crazy out there, we are back here in the studio together because we are better together here.
We are better together.
It's time for Pick Your Battle. Cheyenne, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Abe, you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
All right. Gunner, are you ready?
I am. Lisa and Phoenix, are you ready to play Pick Your Battle?
I am.
Okay, 5 questions or 60 seconds, whichever comes first. You'll have 3 chances at each question. If you don't know a question, just say pass. It'll come up again at the end if there's time. Abe, what's the category?
Well, it's National That Sucks Day. So your category is things that suck.
I don't even know where this could go.
Well, I'll tell you where it's going to go. All these questions are subjective to me. So it's all things that I think suck.
Okay.
So what it's going to come down to is, Lisa, who do you think knows Abe better, Gunner or myself?
Oh, my gosh. I'd like to play against Gunner.
Okay.
All right. Thank goodness, because I got picked every day last week, and I was going to lose my mind if I had to play again. Okay, Gunner's taking out his headphones. He's out of the studio. All right, Lisa, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Abe, question number one.
All right, Lisa, here we go. This NFL squad has the audacity to call themselves America's team.
Oh, my gosh. The Patriots?
No.
Pass.
When you ask for Coca-Cola and the server says, sorry, we only have this.
Coke?
No, when you ask for Coke and they say, sorry, we don't have that, we only have this.
Pepsi?
Correct. This 2008 movie features teenage vampires and werewolves and somehow had 4 additional sequels.
Twilight.
Correct. If you're looking to completely ruin your chicken wings, ask for this dressing instead of ranch.
Blue cheese?
Correct. This group dropped 2 decent albums, then added Fergie to the mix and went straight up bubblegum pop.
Black Eyed Peas?
Correct.
Back,
you want to take
one.
A stab at the NFL team again?
Sure.
Oh, dang, that's time.
I'm sorry. Dang, that's time. I was trying to sneak it in there at the end.
That was the funniest funniest thing I think I've heard all week. Gunner, she got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah. If you don't go for 5 for 5, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Although I kind of want to go to a tiebreaker, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. All right.
All right, Abe, question number one.
All right, Gunner, here we go. This NFL squad has the audacity to call themselves America's team.
The Cowboys.
Correct. When you ask for Coca-Cola and the server says, sorry, we only have this.
Pepsi.
Correct. This 2008 movie features teenage vampires and werewolves and somehow had 4 additional sequels.
Twilight.
Correct. If you're looking to completely ruin your chicken wings, ask for this dressing instead of ranch.
Blue cheese.
Correct. This group dropped 2 decent albums, then added Fergie to the mix and went straight up bubblegum pop.
The Black Eyed Peas?
Correct.
So those are all things. Those are all things that suck?
To me. It's all subjective to me.
I know it is. That's so funny. It's good. I got 5 for 5.
You got 5 for 5. Yay.
I beat you, Lisa.
Lisa's like, yay for you.
Which one did she miss?
Man, I
number one.
Cowboys at the last second, too.
I know. She almost had it.
All right. Well, Lisa, we're still going to get you all squared away with those 2-day passes to Boots at the Park. How about that?
Yay!
It's coming up at the end of September. Thomas Rhett, Jason Aldean, John Party, Trace Adkins, Jackson Dean, the list goes on. So you'll be a part of that, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
No problem. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock here on Camel Country. I like the blue cheese with my chicken wings, though.
You would.
I know it smells like barf. Come on. Come on.
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 107.9.
Well, while a lot of us were out at Country Thunder over the weekend, there was some news kind of making the rounds on social media that the Arizona Coyotes were going to be packing up their bags and heading up to Salt Lake City, which I guess it's been confirmed, right? Multiple outlets, ESPN, Phoenix Sports. I mean, there's been a lot of outlets reporting on this. And it is confirmed. Like, this is for sure.
Once I saw it on ESPN, I kind of took that as like legit.
Yeah, I feel like they wouldn't have put it out there.
If it was just some random tweet, I'd be like, we'll wait. But
yeah,
ESPN had it on Friday night, Saturday morning. So
the amount of DMs I got from listeners about this on Friday and Saturday was a lot.
It's devastating.
Well, I mean, we were in bed with the Coyotes quite a bit, like when we first got here, right? Javier Gutierrez, good buddy of ours, but then they moved to Tempe and things got, I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
we were
in bed with the Coyotes pretty
we were. It was good. I don't know what happened. I think they're
the phrasing.
It's just, you know, when you're close with somebody.
We had a close relationship.
That is right. So you say in bed. I don't know.
I know. Just maybe because I'm tired. I don't know.
But then they left Glendale and they were looking for that new home in Tempe and they put that up to a vote. The voters said no on that. And then they were looking out in Mesa. Mm-hmm. Then they were looking up in North Phoenix, and then the Scottsdale mayor came out and said, no, we don't want him in North Phoenix. We don't want him to be our neighbor.
I thought that the North Phoenix location, other than Tempe, because I was all for the Tempe location, I think the North Scottsdale one would have worked out really well. Like the North Phoenix area. Like, that was, I love that area.
I mean, there's, you know, a lot of money out that way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of what they were looking for, you know, when they moved east anyway.
And the renderings. Right? The renderings of what that stadium would have looked like, that's a...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have minded it there, but the mayor said no. I mean, you had mentioned because of water usage or something like that.
That's what he said, yeah.
Traffic, another reason why they didn't want him there, but it just kind of...
There's traffic everywhere.
I know, but I mean...
At all hours of the day.
During the Phoenix Open, I mean, that's just a week, right? So for the Coyotes, you know, you got a few games a week, you know, throughout an entire hockey season. This would be a lot of traffic.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to spin that to make me... Like, no, I don't care.
Well,
they're our team, and we just lost it because we couldn't get behind them to get them a land.
Yeah, and that's kind of how they felt, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right? Tempe said no. Mesa apparently said no because they shifted their direction from there to North Phoenix. And then Scottsdale's like, no, we don't want you here either. So they're not feeling the love. So Alex Morello, it's Morello, right? Or Moreno? Morello?
Yeah.
Whoever that owner is, the Coyotes, he's like, fine, I'm just selling the team.
Go somewhere where...
He sold them. They're moving up to Salt Lake City, right? What's his profit? He made a lot of money on when he bought this team, right?
Yeah, he just over doubled.
So he paid $425 million for the team, however many years ago, and then pretty close to $1 billion what he's going to get when he sells it.
I wonder what it's like to have that kind of money. Just be like, I'm going to buy an NHL team.
I mean, like, him personally as an investor in this case, he came out pretty good, right?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, the fans are the ones that are kind of hurting here.
I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with it. I'm mad. I'm upset. I'm irritated. And I'm really disappointed in the fact... I even hate saying this out loud because I don't want to like make somebody mad, but it's really upsetting as somebody who loves a sports team and who's from Seattle, like from Washington. We've watched teams leave. We know what that's like. That there's not a city here that couldn't get behind them enough to be like, you know what, we're going to help you out.
Yeah, I mean
that bothers me.
That if you're not feeling the love, you know, and that's kind of what that team felt like.
Yeah.
You know, but is the actual like logo? I mean, is all that going with the team, or are they
not from what I heard?
So they're moving naked.
Yeah. Just the players and the staff.
And no jerseys, though.
No jerseys.
Yeah.
No jerseys for you.
So I mean, never mind. Continue.
Cheyenne has so many thoughts that she's like bailing out on.
She's wishing she was back in bed with him.
Naked. I don't know.
So they're hanging on to the team name and stuff for an expansion. Is that what's going on?
From what I understand, if this owner guy can somehow get land and an arena, the NHL will grant us another team.
Well, then let's go. There's so many people with land here.
I know, but I mean, do you want the expansion team or do you want the Coyotes to stay?
I want the Coyotes to stay, but I will take an expansion.
But that's crazy. So the Coyotes are going to move to Salt Lake City, and then we're getting an expansion team just like that? We get an arena?
It wouldn't be just like that, but you know.
Few years down the
road.
It
could be a couple years, yeah.
But it just feels like anybody who wants an expansion team, like Seattle, you know, especially with the NBA, then you reference the Sonics leaving, you know, it just seems like it takes forever to get anything done, but it just seems like with the Coyotes moving, we're going to get an expansion team like that? That's wild.
Crazy.
Yeah. Kind of rude, to be honest.
And then there's...
how insulting, though, right?
It is.
Well, the NHL, bottom line, they would love to... for this team to stay here. They want the team to stay.
Is there any way that this deal with Utah could, like, fall through? And they could stay? Like, if somebody steps up today and is like, you know what, I've got land. I'll sell it to you. Here you go. Take it.
I think it's gone. I think it's gone too far now at this point, right?
I think they could play one more season in Tempe. Come on. It's just one more. Like,
and they want to get out of it. I mean, it's just not sustainable to be playing a Mullet Arena.
Absolutely. You know, as an NHL team. That at all.
I mean, they're hemorrhaging money at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Word is that the Roadrunners are going to be moving up here to Tempe to play in Mullet Arena. Out of Tucson, you know, the AAA. Is it AAA? What do they call
it? I don't know that they call it that. I think it's the AHL. Used to be the IHL back then.
But it's kind of the farm team for the Coyotes, right? Okay. Yeah. And that they may be moving up to Tempe to play at a Mullet Arena.
I mean, I'll go watch those games. Yeah, I'm not saying no. I just want my Coyotes to stay.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country.
107.9.
Well, there were a lot of parties out at Country Thunder and the campgrounds over the weekend. Whether there were crashed or not, I don't know.
I feel like we crashed a couple parties.
Yeah, we did stop by. It was during the day, though. We didn't get out at night, you know, when the parties really get going out there at Country Thunder following the headliner. You know?
I mean, I did hit the campgrounds one night. It was on Friday, and it was rowdy.
Where'd you go, Crazy Coyote?
I did. Because when I start to drink, I think that I'm 21 again. And I'm like, let's go out.
I tried Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Friday night.
Friday.
Yeah, and I tried.
You Irish goodbye'd me.
I did. I just found it at a certain point. I was just like, my body I'm not as young as I used to be.
But the problem was, is like, you were ready, but you did a cardinal sin, and you went back to the trailer, and you sat down.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was starting to get cold. I went to get a hoodie.
Yeah.
Went back to the trailer.
And you sat down.
I sat down, and I was like, I don't want to get back up. I don't want to go out. I'm too old for this.
I texted you. I said, where are you? You said, getting a sweatshirt. And the minute I read that, I said, he's not coming back.
You're accurate. You know me too well, Cheyenne. Warren Zeiders was part of the Country Thunder lineup over the weekend, which he performed on Saturday ahead of Jelly Roll. But he stopped by our broadcast area prior to hitting the stage, and we had a great conversation with him. And we're going to play some of that audio here. I asked him about his road manager, because as I was researching him a little bit, I read that his best friend... when he brought his best friend on to be his road manager, to be his tour manager.
Which, I honestly think that's a great thing to do.
But he was very inexperienced. Where I was going to go with the question was, did he get any pushback from, you know, like the record label or anybody else in the industry? Mm-hmm. Because you got a rookie that doesn't know what he's doing. You're bringing him on to be your tour manager? So that's where I was going to go with the question. But come to find out that him and his best friend had a falling out. And that the tour manager that was there was not his best friend. So here's that conversation.
So obviously going from sports into music, your tour man, is this your tour manager right here?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
So he's your best friend. So when you asked him to be your tour manager, Did you get any pushback from the
industry?
This
is really funny, actually. Okay, so he's no longer with us.
Okay, I thought that
this
was...
This is a new guy.
Oh, new guy.
Okay. All right. But he's very closely becoming my best friend. He's doing a very good job.
Yes. What happened to your best friend then?
Oh, man. He sunk his battleship.
Ooh, that's...
Okay. You guys have a little bit of falling out or what?
I wish him all the best.
Okay.
Right. He dipped his toe in one too many things. Let's just say that much.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he does say that he does have a song on the next album that may or may not be about that guy.
I cannot wait to hear that song. But his current tour manager, he's amazing. Like, yeah. he really got a good one when he got this new guy.
We also talked to Warren about playing lacrosse early on, mm-hmm. and he played quite a few years of lacrosse and ended up with quite a few concussions. Here's that conversation.
Dude, you played lacrosse for how many years prior to doing this?
It was 12 years.
12 years.
Yep.
And 7 concussions.
Yeah, I've been banged in the head a couple of times.
Yeah. So what made you go back for one more after 6? Or even like after 5, going back for 6 and 7?
I'm very much so a person that, thanks to my athletic background, I put my mind to something, I want to do it. Quitting's really not in my DNA. And, you know, you work for something, you know, almost half your life, over half my life at that point, and it was everything to me. And I finally got the chance to go play college lacrosse and everything, and I just really wanted to get on that field, and I had to give it one more try, and that was kind of my come to Jesus moment, and prayed on it and everything, and I was just like, yeah, no, I think this is God telling me now.
Yeah.
This ain't it.
Well, thank goodness that was there, because, like, you never know what could happen.
Yep.
Especially nowadays, like, concussions don't get taken seriously enough. So I'm glad that you knew when enough was enough.
Yes, thanks to my trainers. I probably wasn't supposed to get 7.
Yeah.
Considering NCAA guidelines, but yeah. I went for it anyway.
Still a lot of concussions to
have,
man.
Way to throw those trainers under the bus, Warren.
Right?
Connor and Cheyenne.
Well, there was a lot of wild things out in Florence over the weekend at Country Thunder.
Yeah, there was a lot of something. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, it was all under the wild umbrella.
Yes.
It was. It was a great weekend.
So many pasties and bootyless chaps.
And so many random... The best part this morning that I've really been enjoying is going through these Country Thunder fan pages on Facebook. And all the photos of just the random people passed out under people's trailers, under people's trucks.
Yeah.
In people's trailers. In people's camping chairs on
literally
their campsite.
Anything. They are just everywhere. And it's amazing.
What was your highlight? If you got a highlight from over the weekend at Country Thunder, you can text us to 22108. What's your highlight?
Oh, man. I think my highlight was Jelly Roll's entire set. He does an amazing job. I love it. There's a part in Jelly Roll's set, and he does this at every show. And there's a part where he does like a compilation of really well-known, like, older hip-hop songs and rap songs, and he just slays. It is so good, because it doesn't matter. It's such a wide variety that every single person in the crowd generally knows every word to the song,
yeah.
because either their parents listen to it or they listen to it, and it just, to hear the crowd sing these songs back to Jelly is, whether you like him or not, whether you like his style, whether you think he's country or not, that opinion aside, the man can perform.
Well, and I've seen nothing but amazing reviews from his performance.
It was spectacular.
The light show, the fire, everything around it. My highlight has to do with Jelly Roll, and also finding out that him and I have matching tattoos, kind of.
well, one is a little bit better than the other one.
Yeah, well, his is way better than mine. Mine was a $5 tattoo from Vegas, and I mean, I pointed it out because in a GQ interview, he said that you got to research your tattoos. I did zero research other than pick it out on the board of selectable $5 tattoos.
Yes. But like Jelly said, you have a story and it's a memory, and you're never going to forget that.
That's
and
true.
Sometimes I think those ones are better than the well-thought-out ones.
Some texts coming in at 22108, text at the 602, Thunderlung is real,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping nobody talks to me today.
Yeah, you and me both, and yet here I am.
It's your job. You got to be here, Cheyenne. powering through. I texted the 928. I actually worked Country Thunder for the water service, going around filling up people's RVs, trailers, and stuff like that with water.
Bless
meeting
you.
All the different people and chatting with everyone was such a fun time. That's my highlight.
That's awesome. I bet the things that those people probably see, because they're up and about and getting stuff done and having to have conversations, they probably have better stories than the rest of us.
Oh, we asked them. What's Did you see anything crazy in the campgrounds while you were driving around? Was the question we replied to him with. Then he replied with, saw lots of naked ladies and somebody's car stuck in a ditch.
Huh.
And a man wearing something that I can't say right here on the radio.
What's weird, I'm pretty sure, is I know the reference of the man that you're speaking of. Because I also
did
saw
you see
him
it out there?
He was in the bowl with it on. Like, he was very much about it. Very much so.
Text of the 480. My highlight for Country Thunder is watching all the crazy people and making memories with my daughter.
I love that.
Whitney, text of the 480. My highlight of Country Thunder was being able to go to the top of the pirate ship and spray people.
Oh, that is a different experience. We did get to do that.
The scallywags, right?
Yeah. Camp
Scallywag? Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I have a pretty great video of Gunner getting really excited about it. It's on our Instagram at Gunner.
Oh, it's so cool. Because, I mean, we've been there several years, and we're always pretty much the victim of getting blasted by one of those water cannons.
Yes.
So for us to actually be up there and hit the unsuspecting people, the people that everybody goes and checks out the pirate ship every year.
You can't not.
Especially the new people.
Yeah.
And those are the people that are unsuspecting of the water cannon, and they get them getting blasted in the side of the face with a water cannon. But I mean, it was 90s. It had to have felt good, right?
Yeah, it did feel good. It always does.
That's good. You got to check out photos, recaps, all that on our Instagram, Camel1079.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Jelly Roll dropped by Country Thunder over the weekend. Pretty much it was a drop by. He had a police escort in and a police escort out.
Yes, that lucky guy.
But, I mean, it wasn't like he cut any corners on his performance either. I mean, it was a heck of a performance. So
good.
But prior to him taking the stage, we talked to him a little bit about Beers with Friends. This guy's memory is something else.
It's a steel trap.
He has got so much going on in his life. For him to remember coming to Gila River Resorts Casino's Wild Horse Pass last November.
Mm-hmm.
And performing with Brantley and Camel Nation, those of you that were in attendance. And then remembering accidentally signing a guitar that he was not supposed to backstage.
Yeah. Classic.
He kind of walked in. It was the autograph and stuff that he just autographed this guitar on the wall, which was signed by Merle Haggard.
The only autograph on that guitar was Merle Haggard.
He just kind of threw his signature on there, and he remembers that. We were talking to him about it Country Thunder over the weekend.
Beers with Friends is still probably the funniest story of my life when I accidentally signed the Merle Haggard guitar. Anytime I want to chuckle to myself, I just remember that moment.
It was good. You said, and you heard that.
It does it for you, too.
It's the start. Yeah. She'll get on a little tangent there.
And then Ernest did it, too.
Ernest did it, too.
But I think his was a little more intentional. I think I was just truly lost in the guitar. I tell you what, though, Drew kept him away from me today. There was a very clear stopping point for the guitars today.
And he's referring to Drew Blando. And then you did hear Cheyenne snorts in there. She was, it was hilarious.
It was funny. We were there. We watched that. We saw his face just pure mortified on his face.
But prior to that, when he first walked in and we saw him for the first time, we were talking to him a little bit about that guitar, and he goes, a little birdie told me that Ernest signed it. So somewhere within their group, that was mentioned.
Yes.
And he had heard about it prior to coming to Country Thunder. And then
I think is great. Like, that's just, I know that they remember moments like that. Like, that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. And what a performance from Jelly Roll at Country Thunder over the weekend.
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 107.9.
Appreciate you having us on. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you got some sleep last night if you were out of Country Thunder last night. Co Wetzel will wrap it up the entire weekend.
He's so fantastic. I really enjoyed talking to him. And I will tell you, this is no offense to him, but he is way more attractive in person than he is in pictures. Like, he's a good-looking dude in pictures, but in person, he is so much more attractive.
But, I mean, the photos that I saw, like, on Facebook of Co, because I took off before that because we have the show to do in the morning, you know?
So I stayed.
You stayed for a little bit? Yeah.
Somebody had to do the interview.
Well, that's what I mean. So you did the interview with him. You had the great conversation. But I was seeing the photos on the stage of his performance, and he was wearing no shirt, but he was wearing, like, this vest.
A jean vest.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the dude's, like, he's a big, muscular dude.
He's an attractive man.
All tatted up and stuff. Yeah. And I could see that being your type a little bit. Is he your type? Co Wetzel, your type?
Maybe. If he didn't drink so much, then maybe.
Oh, really?
No, he's a drinker. He was in El Paso the day prior, so Saturday, and he was telling me that he got hammered Saturday and then just woke up here. because he was on his bus.
Yeah, that's kind
of. So he got lit in El Paso, got on his bus, and they drove him here.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of artists, I mean, that's how they travel already. Yeah. But I mean, if he was that passed out.
Oh, yeah. He basically teleported to Florence.
But hearing that his performance was pretty good, too. A lot of people enjoyed that. But it was a heck of a weekend. You can always recap with us. We're at Gunner and Cheyenne on Instagram, at Camel1079 on Instagram and on Facebook. A lot of great photos, a lot of great video from over the weekend. And if you've got a video or photo you want to share with us, at Gutter and Cheyenne on Instagram, we'd love to see it. We'd also love to hear any stories you've got, any highlights from the weekend. Hit us with them, at Gutter and Cheyenne. But have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Gutter and Cheyenne.
Mornings till 10.
Camel Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.